Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little lanyette too. Today, golf returns to the sounds of silence. Quiet, please. Not so long ago, the PGA Tour utilized local volunteers to hold up those obnoxious signs to remind thousands of golf fans that they should keep their voices down when a professional golfer was at work. Well, those placards won't be necessary beginning this week, as paying fans will not even be permitted on the golf course in Fort Worth, Texas. After a nearly three-month coronavirus absence, the Professional Golfers Association returns to work today in Fort Worth, Texas, at Colonial Country Club with the Charles Schwab Challenge event. Without fans, that is. This tournament, which has been around since 1946, should be named the, quote, insert sponsor's name here event at Colonial. According to one source I found, the golf tournament in Fort Worth has been sponsored by, among others, Southwestern Bell, MasterCard, Bank of America, Crown Plaza Hotels, and most recently by Dean & DeLuca, which is a chain of high-end grocery stores, by the way. So today, old Chuck Schwab becomes the newest sponsor to invest in the golf tournament in Fort Worth, with an impressive field teeing it up for the weekend. Unlike other sports which have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic of 2020, professional golfers are not on a salary. So when golf isn't being played, they earn a big, fat zero. Nada. Men and women professional golfers must win enough prize money every year to pay their own bills and earn a right to remain on the golf big stage for another year. Professional golfers are responsible for their own cost at every tournament they enter. That includes travel costs, hotel room, caddies, usually which are a percentage of earnings for the weekly minimum paid to the caddy, food and beverage costs, and any other expenses which they incur for the week. With 144 golfers in the field for most PGA Tour events, there is also a cut after the first two rounds, or 36 holes. Now, if your score isn't good enough to be in the upper 50% of the field, you're heading home, and you'll be going home without a dime in prize money in your pocket for that particular week. To ensure that you continue playing year to year on the PGA Tour, you must finish in the top 125 golfers at the end of each season. Now, though a professional golfer can earn a rather nifty salary without actually winning a golf tournament in a particular year these days, the pressure is always on every week to play well enough to make it into the weekend final two rounds and cash a paycheck for the week. In this Tiger Woods era of golf, the prize money in professional golf has been very good. In 2019 alone, 113 of the top 125 golfers all earned more than $1 million in prize money.
Excellent.
Now, even after weekly expenses and taxes, the bottom-rung PGA players are still pocketing about 25% of those annual earnings on the golf course. Not too shabby. Now, if you're fortunate enough to qualify to play annually on the big tour, you'll also pocket some extra cash if you're willing to literally sell yourself to sponsors. In case you haven't noticed, make it a point this weekend when you're watching the golf tournament to look at your favorite golfer and notice how many sponsors' names are located on the golfer's hat, his shirt, golf bag, and even sometimes on the caddy. I think I've seen up to four different sponsors on just the hat for some golfers. Now back to this week's reopening in Fort Worth. In addition to being played without the customary legions of faithful golf fans on the golf course, you must watch the event on Golf Channel or this weekend on CBS. Now that's where it's going to really get weird. Though the recent Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning golf event a couple of weeks ago utilized microphones on the players to gin up a little interest for fans, a regular PGA event, though, really depends on golf fans to make any noise. I've been to a number of PGA and LPGA events over the years. The golfers are in their own personal zone and generally don't talk very much to their fellow competitors. The more serious the level of golf competition, the less chatting you're going to hear on a golf course. And that's going to make the job for CBS golf host Jim Nantz that much harder. Even the broadcast booth has been hit with the pandemic precautions, such as social distancing, beginning this week. It's going to be different, said Jim Nantz. We're all going to have to adjust. It's one of the great challenges I've seen in my 35 years of covering golf. Now, Nantz's longtime booth partner, Nick Faldo, will be a long way from his broadcast partner. He's social distancing to the extreme, all the way to Florida, to be exact. Faldo will be providing his analysis from a studio over 1,000 miles away. Now, Jim Nantz, who is a college golfer himself, will be allowed to talk directly to several of the PGA players this week while they're actually playing their rounds. Ricky Fowler, Graham McDowell, and a few others are agreeable to wearing a portable microphone unit this week to provide their own feedback as the round progresses. Nantz will actually be able to talk to them. Now, I'm sure that the golfers wearing those microphones realize that they are also, in effect, trying out for a future television role once their careers on the golf course end. Personally, I have my doubts about how much insight the on-the-course PGA professional golfer is going to provide to this telecast this weekend. Now imagine if you just dumped your tee shot into the water on the par 3 16th hole. Though the national television viewing audience will probably figure out what the average golfer would say after a bad shot, I doubt we're going to get that kind of candor, though it would be fun. Where the fans will really be missed is around the greens. When a player sinks a clutch putt for a birdie coming down the stretch on Sunday to take the lead, you'll be lucky to hear his caddy whoop it up for him. Strange times we're living in, for sure. But watching a live golf event beats no golf at all on television this weekend. The Sounds of Silence debuts today on Golf Channel and this weekend on CBS. I'm Swam Swami. Quiet, please. See you next time. Whisper the sounds of silence.